Psalm 124, a song of ascents of David. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The word of the Lord. Remember, this is a song. This is a song that Israel sang as they went to Jerusalem to worship at the feasts. Remember, this is a song. This is a song that was sung. This is poetry. This is a song that was sung in a spirit of praise and thanksgiving. This is a song among many of the Psalms, one in the 150 songs in the middle of the Bible. All the emotions, all the human emotions that we see in the Psalms. This one comes to us, and there's kind of some harsh language in there. Language of being swallowed up and kindled with anger. The language of enemies. The language of being of torrents and waters sweeping us away. It's not very pleasant. But when you remember that at the beginning of this, the psalmist, David himself, is encouraging all of Israel to sing this song in remembrance that God has been their help, that God has delivered them. That's why verse 1 and verse 2 kind of repeat itself. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, remember, everyone, let Israel now say, sing with me, he says. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then we'd be done for. This psalm culminates in verse 8, which I put in the bulletin there. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. We've been walking through the songs of ascent these last few weeks, and there's a lot of repetition. A lot of them are very similar, but there's also a lot of emotion within them. And this morning we're reminded, as we saw a few weeks ago in Psalm 121, the travelers say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And with the exact same words here, King David says, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I didn't really plan this, but this morning in our worship, I've just been hit by the theme of God being the creator. We worship God in the psalm of being the one who out of the mouths of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes. When we look at the heavens, the work of his fingers, the moon and the stars which we have set in place, the beauty of this place that we live in, the beauty of the fall, the foliage. God has created all these things. He has created you and me, and he's given us meaning and purpose. He is the creator. And we get to enjoy life as the created, dependent on him. May we look to him as our helper. May we affirm the words of this song, that our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So, I think I've heard the saying, those who don't ask for help are usually the ones that need it the most. Those who don't ask for help are usually those who need it the most. And unfortunately, I've added to that bad stereotype where guys are just bad at asking for directions. I never like asking for directions when I'm driving. But usually, when I'm able to just humble myself and ask, it all works out. Most of the time, I really need help. And when we are able to recognize our help, the need that we have, and ask for help, God is right there, ready to give it to us. He's ready to answer. Our Lord, when he was on the earth, taught his disciples. He encourages them in faith. He says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For the one who asks will be given to him. The one who seeks will find. And the one who knocks, it will be opened. God is right there behind the door. He is right there on the other line, the other end of the line. He is right there with open hands, ready to give. I love saying the Lord's Prayer together with you every week. Say it every day. I encourage you, say it every day. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. It can be easy to get caught up in our week with the work and the tasks we have, the list of things we have to do. We can get so busy and so easy to, it can be so easy to neglect our Creator, our Helper, the source of our strength, the source of our life. Let me encourage you, read this psalm every day this week. Let me encourage you, say the Lord's Prayer every day this week. Remind yourself of your need for daily bread. Remind yourself of your need for deliverance from temptation. Remind yourself of God's willingness and his readiness and his availability to you. King David wrote this psalm, and we think of his language that he uses, and we remember that King David was a mighty warrior in God's name, and that he definitely went through some hard times in life, namely being chased by King Saul, who was seeking his life. Or at the time, he was the king of Judah, a tribe of Israel, and they had many foes. We read about the Philistines and that giant Goliath that this king fought as a kid. And we can think of just all the stories in the Old Testament where God's people are outnumbered. There's no way. There's no chance they would have had. They would have been scared. At one point back in the day, Israel sends out spies to look on the place that the Lord had promised to them as their land. And the spies come back and says, we are like grasshoppers to them. There are so many. We feel so insignificant. Fear had plagued God's people. They thought of their own strength. They thought of their own ways. And they were moved by fear instead of faith. But we also know stories of God's faithfulness. If we look at verse 8, he says, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. What does that mean for help to be in a name? The psalmist says the name of the Lord. This always, in Hebrew scripture, points us back to when God revealed himself to Abraham and to Moses. God reveals himself and says his name, I am. We remember Moses at the burning bush, who again is kind of fearful. The Lord tells him to go into Egypt, and he says, what am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to say sent me? The Lord reveals himself, I am. I am has sent you. His name reflects his faithfulness. God's name, it carries his covenant loyalty in his name. It reminds us of his love and his kindness and his mercy. This Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, is the one who delivered Israel from the hand of Egypt. If you remember the story of Exodus, they were being chased out of Egypt. They had left Egypt. They had taken their move, and Egypt came after them. Pharaoh had changed his mind, and they came after them. They might have felt like backed up against the wall on the edge of the ocean. And God parts a sea. God parts the Red Sea and delivers them. He helps them. The amazing story of the Exodus, we see God's hand delivering his people and helping his people. Or it is with King David. Just the times where he realizes the lack in his army, the lack of men in his people. The Philistines outnumber them. It can seem overwhelming, the odds that they're up against. He might have felt stuck, yet the Lord gives them victory. There are times where the Lord plagues the enemies with fear and they just flee. Imagine seeing that. The language he uses, the flood would have swept us away, the torrent would have gone over us. Imagine watching God deliver his people, either washing away the Red Sea or literally giving fear and moving enemies out from their presence. Almost like waves of a sea being moved. God's power, God's help, God's deliverance that he gives. If it not had been for the Lord, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, then the floodwaters would have washed over us. But this is not a psalm reflecting on what could have been in the negative. This is a psalm praising God. He moves to verse 6. Blessed be God who has not given us as prey. We have escaped like a bird. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Jesus shows up on the scene, and at one point in John's gospel, he even identifies himself with that holy name. He says, I am. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we think of our Savior who claimed to be God. The mockery and the contempt that he went through. The mockery and contempt that we can go through. We sing these psalms and remember that God is our help. We remember that we are serving God. We remember that he is the one who created us and loves us. It's in his name, Jesus, Yeshua, God saves. God is our Savior. And just as Israel escaped from Egypt in the Exodus, just as David and the people of Israel, the kingdom of Judah, escaped from the Gentiles or the opposing armies, God gave them victory. So too, you and I, we can escape like a bird. We can escape with our help, Jesus Christ. Don't be beyond asking for help. When do you feel like you're backed up at the edge of a cliff with just an ocean behind you and enemies on your other side? When do you feel outnumbered and like you have no resources? Sometimes in our life, we wage war against our flesh or the world, the spiritual forces of evil. Temptation to sin might be so close at hand. Maybe you might be plagued with guilt or doubt. A lot of times it's just fear. A lot of times fear is something that drives us. It drives us away from people. Fear drives us away from God in our own lives. Fear can divide us in our own hearts. Don't be beyond asking for help. Another saying that I came across, God helps those who cannot help themselves. God helps those who cannot help themselves. In those moments, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to admit that you need help. Whether it's a tough relationship you're in, or needing to forgive somebody, maybe it's just taking a step in repentance. Ask God for help. He's ready to give it to you. Jesus, our Savior, God saves, took our place as we affirmed in the Creed, as we remember today. And just as God delivers his people, God came in a human body. He lived a life. And it's that we remember right now as we come to the table. Jesus, God saves. Jesus, our help. Jesus, the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us not be beyond asking God for help. Amen.